Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Now, even though I am living with celiac disease and I would class myself as an expert in celiac disease, I still find that people tell me things about celiac disease as if they know the truth and that they know more than me. And this does not come from a place of arrogance, because these are people that clearly have no idea. So just this week, I had two people tell me that it's okay to eat gluten in Europe and that it's safe to do so. And one of the people that told me this was because one of their relatives had been over to Europe and had eaten gluten, where normally they eat gluten-free, and they were fine. And I had to explain why that is just not safe for people with celiac disease. So I thought this week it would be fun to talk about some lies that you may have been told about celiac disease and nut them out and get to the bottom of why they are not true and why we need to know that. So let's talk about that first one with the wheat in Europe. So you may have heard this from other people or in chats, like online forums, things like that. So yes, people with gluten intolerance seem to find that they can eat the wheat in Europe and have no side effects that they would normally have, whether they live in America or Australia or wherever they would normally come from and normally would have to eat gluten-free. But for us with celiac disease, this is just not the case, unfortunately. So it does still trigger an autoimmune response in our body, and we need to make sure that we are eating 100% gluten-free and not listening to these false ideas, because it's dangerous and it is a lie. So that is our first lie in today's episode. Now, the next one is that celiac disease is an allergy, or you have a gluten allergy. That is not true. So an allergy is very, very different to an autoimmune disease. So when you have an autoimmune disease, what happens is your body literally attacks itself when you have gluten, in our instance, because of celiac disease. So what happens is you accidentally consume gluten and your body will attack its own tissues and cells because it's going into a defense mode. It's not an allergy, okay? It's completely different. Some people have a wheat allergy alongside their celiac disease, and that is a whole nother ballpark. But when we're talking about celiac disease, it is not an allergy. And I know that some people do say that they are allergic to gluten when they eat out, and that's fine. Sometimes it can be too hard to explain it to the wait staff, so they tend to be a little bit more careful with allergies. Think of things like peanut allergies, things like that when eating out. So I get it that that's why people say that they've got an allergy. But if people are telling you that you have an allergy to gluten, you can inform them, no, I do not have an allergy. I have an autoimmune disease where my body will literally attack itself and it is doing it so much harm that it is not safe to me for me to eat gluten. Okay, so I hope that clears that up, because that is one of the biggest lies that so many people are believing about celiac disease. It is not an allergy. Now, the next lie that you may have heard is that people have cured their celiac disease. You cannot cure celiac disease. As of today, recording this episode, in 2024, you cannot cure celiac disease. There's no cure. There's no magic pill, potion, powder. There is nothing that we can do that cures celiac disease. So if someone has reached out to you and told you, hey, I've done this or I've taken this and it's cured my celiac disease, that is not true. They have not cured their celiac disease. That is not the case. There are people that reach out to me on Instagram and they're literally pushing a product. They are selling a so-called wonder product that they believe heals celiac disease. So if anyone reaches out to you with this, you can either block them or just give them a piece of your mind that they are selling, you know, a load of rubbish. But it's not true. So as of now, there is no cure for celiac disease. Maybe in the future there might be, but at the moment, no one can say that they have cured celiac disease. So please don't get caught up in that nonsense. If you hear people that say they used to have celiac disease and now they don't, they grew out of it, whatever, again, they probably never even had celiac disease in the first place. It may have been that they had IBS and they were reacting to certain foods, they've healed their gut and they're fine, but I would bet that they never had a celiac disease diagnosis. So don't believe those little fairy tales that people are sharing. And the next lie is you don't have celiac disease if your test has come back negative. Now, this one I wanted to touch on because so many people think that they have got celiac disease. They go and get tested, and then the doctor or the gastroenterologist says, no, you don't have celiac disease. This can actually be a lie. This is not always the truth. And why is that? It is because so many people get tested for celiac disease, but they don't have the correct information in the lead up to the testing for celiac disease. So for people that get a false negative, as we like to call it, they basically haven't had the correct procedure done. So you need to be consuming gluten in the lead up to getting tested for celiac disease. So if you know that you feel better not eating gluten, so you've cut it out, and then you want to get tested for celiac disease, that test will not give you a true answer. You need to be consuming gluten. Now, I will link another episode that explains all about what you need to do in the lead up to celiac disease testing, because if this is you, you may wish to do it again and get a correct response. Because like I said, there's so many people that get tested incorrectly and then they go on, they keep eating a little bit of gluten here and there, even though they feel better without it. They're not as strict because they're not, you know, living with the mindset that, hey, I've got celiac disease, I cannot eat any gluten. So that's a big lie that people go around believing. So something very interesting to think about, if that is you, if you've come here to learn a little bit more about celiac disease and you think, huh, hang on a minute, I did get tested for celiac disease, but I wasn't consuming gluten in the lead up to that test, that is probably why you've got a incorrect response to your test and you very likely have got celiac disease. So please listen to that episode, get tested again, do it the right way, make sure that you're on board with your doctor and your gastroenterologist, whoever's doing the testing for you, make sure that they're following all the procedures correctly, because if they don't know what they're doing, like I said, you're going to get the incorrect answer for your results if you do have celiac disease. All right, so the next one is you'll feel better once you go gluten-free. How many people can say that is a load of rubbish? That is not always the case. So many people, they get their celiac disease diagnosis and they don't feel better straight away. So for me, I got my celiac disease diagnosis, I felt better within the first week of going gluten-free, but I didn't feel great. I didn't feel how I felt prior to all my symptoms starting. I didn't have that full vitality. I didn't have like no more stomach pain. There were so many symptoms that I still struggled with. And so many of my students, so many of my clients tell me the same thing as well, that they went gluten-free, but they still don't feel great and on top of the world. So it's about learning that there's so much more to just eating gluten-free. You need to figure out what else is causing you problems, because often things tie hand in hand with that. There are foods that are cross-reactive with gluten, which means that they are gluten-free, but when you eat them, your body reads them as being gluten and you react to them. And I've talked about this so many times about my experience with brown rice. Brown rice, when I consume brown rice, it's as if I've eaten gluten, and it gives me so many of the symptoms that if I had eaten gluten. So I avoid brown rice like the plague. It makes me so tired. It gives me brain fog. It just makes me feel terrible. And it did take me a little while to work that one out. So I'll also link below the episode to listen to 21 foods that are cross-reactive with gluten, because it is an eye-opener. and it can be really helpful to figure out which other foods could be giving you grief. So it's not always just go gluten-free and everything's wonderful and, you know, sunshine and rainbows all over again. It can be that your body is also just healing. You just need to give your body time, and you need to understand that your body will take, you know, a different amount of time to feel better to the next person. So one person with celiac disease might feel better within 6 months. The next person might feel better in 2 years. So it's about how your journey is different to other people, and you may have experienced symptoms longer than the person that's telling you they felt better straight away. So just know that your journey is so unique and so special to you. And it's about knowing what, you know, what is your trigger? What is the thing that makes you feel better? Because, you know, stress and things like that can also play a part. And the way that you treat your body, whether you're nourishing your body, whether you're exercising, there's so much more that goes into healing your body, and feeling better quicker. So again, everyone's journey is different, and you know, you don't have to compare yourself to others, but you can feel better quicker by doing all of these steps to getting faster along in your journey, if that makes sense. So these are five lies. So just to recap, so it's, you can't eat the wheat in Europe. So you can't eat gluten in Europe. Please avoid that one. That is a no-no. It's not an allergy. You know, it is an autoimmune disease. We don't need to be eating any gluten. We are not allergic to it as such. We have an autoimmune response to gluten. You cannot cure celiac disease at this point in time. The only way that we can deal with celiac disease is a 100% gluten-free diet. And then the next one is, if someone has come back with a negative celiac disease test, they don't have celiac, not true. Again, go get tested. Again, do it correctly. And then the last one is, you can feel better after going gluten-free, but you may not always feel better after going gluten-free. So I hope these lies are enlightening for you and you've learned a thing or two today. And as always, please send me a message over on Instagram at any point. Tell me what resonated with you. Tell me what helped you. You can find me at The Healthy Celiac. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you again on the next show. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.